Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. You can follow him on Twitter at Rapsheet for the latest around the NFL with free agency approaching. Rapsheet, good morning.
What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for joining us. Always good to hear you. And I want to ask you about the Big Ben extension. Obviously, the Steelers feel like Ben's got enough for one more year, but they need to supplement him with something else because of the way that the season ended last year. How will the Steelers get better around Ben in the offseason?
Well, you know, first of all, it was interesting that it, and I know we sort of call everything an extension, but it was interesting that it wasn't an extension. It was a one-year deal, which means that it wasn't just a restructure to kind of lower the cap hit and spread it out over years. It was a pay cut. And I think that's significant. You know, Ben Roethlisberger was due $19 million. That's nothing for a starting quarterback. And he took a pay cut to $14 million. And they did some cap things to kind of make it all work. But he is going to be a free agent after this year. And I would assume that's it for him. But taking a pay cut is a big deal, because I think what it means is, you know, kind of following in the footsteps of Peyton Manning and other quarterbacks who have kind of done this at the end of their career, it is him saying, okay, you know, I'm taking less. You got to go help me and figure this out. A couple big things I think they'd like to get accomplished. Alejandro Villanueva, their left tackle, is a free agent. I think they would like to sign him, and, you know, that's something that we could see, you know, potentially right up against the start of free agency. Obviously, that's something to keep an eye on. And then Juju Smith-Schuster is probably the biggest name free agent. It's hard to imagine they keep him, but not impossible, because they've been doing salary cap gymnastics for a little while. They like him. He's productive. He's their own. A really good homegrown player. Those are the guys you want to keep. So I know that's something they're going to at least try to do as we get into free agency.
The big story, obviously, is in Seattle right now with Russell Wilson. How problematic is the relationship between Russell and Pete Carroll?
You know, I would say it's problematic is a good word, but I don't think it's something that they can't overcome. You know, like, I think the way Seattle is doing this is really kind of slow playing. It's like, yes, it's all happening. Nobody would deny it's happening, but they're not in a situation where they're going out and making calls. They're not shopping. They're not trying to deal them. You know, they're receiving calls, and it's like, all right, we'll see how serious this is. I know teams don't believe that this is something they want to do. I know teams who've talked to them haven't gotten the sense that, all right, we're going to try to deal this guy. You know, we've seen this in the past. You and I have talked about it. There was a point when everybody was predicting, you know, big cover stories, Patriots dynasty is breaking up. And then what happens? They get together, and they go, all right, hang on. Like, this could be better. You know, like, it's better for all of us to be together. Now, obviously, it did break up eventually, but that was more due to age than anything else. I imagine at some point they will get together and try to figure this out, because it really does benefit all sides for Seattle to be together, for John Schneider and Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson to go at this at least one more time. So, one, Seattle doesn't have to take a $40 million cap hit. And two, they don't have to rebuild, because, you know, we could talk about Seattle trading Russ all we want. They're going to be able to trade him if they want to. That's not the question. The question is, who's actually going to be their quarterback? And if you have a 70-year-old coach and he doesn't want to rebuild, how are you going to not rebuild? Like, with who? You know, you want to trade Deshaun Watson for Russell? Well, like, okay. You know, that we can do that fantasy football trade. But Anything else, Seattle would basically be rebuilding, and that's not where they want to be.
Right, and Russell Wilson doesn't want to go to Houston. He only wants to go to a handful of places that he feels like he can win at, which is also a weird part of this, as Ian Rappaport joins us for the NFL Network. Russell Wilson wants to win, supposedly, but he's coming off of a team that went 12-4 and nearly had the one seed of the NFC and wins 10-plus games every single year, makes the playoffs every single year. Is he delusional to think that there's better winning situations out there? It seems like he's in a pretty good winning situation right now.
Yeah, I mean, I would say he's in a good winning situation. Now, I mean, the other part of it is he's used to this, right? So every year he makes the playoffs. Every year they're in contention. So I think at some point you go, well, we need more, right? I mean, it's like, you know, I'm sure there's a nicer way of saying this, but it's also like it's almost like he forgot what reality is like for most people. Mm-hmm. Because it's almost like he takes making the playoffs for granted, when in reality, being on a team that's made the playoffs 8 of the last 9 years or whatever it is, that's pretty good. That, you know, you got a chance in the tournament, that's pretty good. Now, he is a big reason why they do that, why they make that happen, so he should be credited for that. But it shouldn't be overlooked either. He isn't, you know, we can talk about all that Seattle does wrong, right? I mean, I'm sure we can. We also need to talk about everything they do right. And being willing to put resources into things that matter. Now, I would expect them to do that this offseason, offensive line and all that. But they really go for it, and they have gone for it several times. Jamal Adams trade was a great example. The fact that they haven't won a Super Bowl doesn't mean that they don't go for it and aren't, you know, a really good, steady franchise.
Mm-hmm. So the Zach Wilson stuff fascinates me, because for 3 years we just knew that Trevor Lawrence was the number one pick in the draft. And now there's all this love for Zach Wilson at a BYU, and some reports that multiple NFL GMs would have Zach Wilson rated above Trevor Lawrence. I would ask you this. 32 general managers of the NFL, do you think any of them with the number one pick would have the stones to take Zach Wilson over Trevor Lawrence?
You know, we've seen teams make big, bold moves early in the draft. Teams, I feel like, kind of like to, right? I mean, we saw the Bears famously do it for Mitchell Trubisky. Big, bold move to make sure they got their guy. We know how that went. Obviously not great. We've seen the Browns do it with Baker Mayfield. Nobody was talking about Baker Mayfield being a number one pick before, maybe 2 days before the draft. And that worked out pretty good, I would say. I think that was a win. Especially when you look at the other quarterbacks in that draft. So we've seen it to varying degrees. I will say, just being completely honest, I haven't talked to anyone who doesn't have Trevor Lawrence number one. I mean, it's possible. I think a lot of people really, really like Zach Wilson. Maybe I've seen the reports. They might have better sources than me. I just haven't talked to anyone who doesn't have Trevor number one. And I think most importantly, Jacksonville has Trevor number one, because they were literally involved in his decision whether or not to have surgery, whether to throw him. And Urban Meyer was advising him. I mean, you know, I think it's pretty clear which way Jacksonville's going to go. And it's fun to talk about. And we'll see who's better. I mean, it'll be interesting. But I haven't gotten the sense that some of those other reports have.
And I don't feel like if anybody actually had the choice of Trevor Lawrence or Zach Wilson, any general manager would actually say, okay, I'm going to ride my career on Zach Wilson over what feels to be such more of a certain bet in Trevor Lawrence. But that's the draft that comes up here in a month and a half or so from now. Free agency is just around the corner, and it feels like more teams than ever are searching for an upgrade at quarterback. Does this offseason feel different to you because of that dynamic?
I mean, I think it does. It's, you know, more of a willingness to speak out and say it's fine to look at quarterback. Like the 49ers are a great example. They've said over and over, you know, we expect to have Jimmy Garoppolo as our quarterback. But I think it's pretty clear they've dipped their toe in the quarterback world, right? I mean, they, you know, had some interest in you know, Matthew Stafford. They didn't make an offer, but they definitely made calls. And I think that's okay. You know, you should be able to say, yeah, we'd like to be better at all positions, even quarterback. It's okay if our guy gets insulted. I think quarterbacks are hopefully doing a better job of not being insulted. It's literally just business. So I think that's kind of what's different now, is teams aren't afraid to say, hey, my quarterback might be the 12th best, but what if I can get the 7th best? Like, is that worth it? You know? And I think the Rams did a good job of that too. Like, they could have just stuck with Jared Goff and say, yeah, it's fine. Now, I don't know if Sean McVay and Goff would have done it for another year, but they were big and bold and said, you know what? Let's go get better. Now, I will say, it doesn't seem to me that we're going to have as much quarterback movement as we all maybe thought. It's not going to be like 10 quarterbacks changing teams. It might be four, but that's still a lot compared to most years.
Ian Rappaport joins us here on the DA Show from NFL Network. With just about a minute left, I just want to ask you, is Deshaun Watson's bigger problem in Houston with the owner or with Jack Easterby?
That is a good question. I know he's got a lot of problems in Houston, and I don't see that one ending anytime soon. We'll see if it does end, but I don't see it ending anytime soon. To try to assign which one deserves more fault, I would just say everyone is at fault, except for probably David Culley and Nick Caserio. And we'll see if they can figure their way out of it, because if they can, they got a great quarterback and would be okay this year. If they can't, they got to really, really rebuild. And how can you find your next Deshaun Watson? That's as big a question as any franchise has faced. So we will see how that one ends.
He is the host of Rap Sheet and Friends podcast, which is excellent. He is also the NFL Network's insider at NFL.com as well. Follow him on Twitter at Rap Sheet. Say hi to the Banktress for me, buddy. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
I will, man. Always enjoy it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.